Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue looking at our prayer guide focus for the week, week one of a two-week series on a better kingdom. Today's focus is praying about a kingdom of glory. God says that we should tell of the glory of His kingdom, to share with others, to talk with others about the wonders, the mighty works of His hands, so that they would know His glory, that they would know of His mighty deeds. We think of glory, we often think of something that's exalted or shiny or glowing. A few years ago, if I remember correctly, I lose track of time, but in fairly recent history, a local football program chose a slogan of "Return to Glory." The idea was that they had become less successful than, well, they had been at one time. The desire was to return to a more successful program, to return to the glory days, the accolades, the victories, the celebrations that go along with victory. As we think about the kingdom of God, as we think about living as kingdom citizens, how often do we find ourselves talking about the glory of being a part of that kingdom? Or do we talk about the kingdom at all? And when we do, is it positive or is it a negative thing? Sometimes we look at the things that we've chosen to give up, to live a life that imitates Christ more fully. And we still, in somewhere in our mind, in our life, in our culture, desire those things so that, well, living as a kingdom citizen almost takes on a negative tone. I'll do this because I want the final reward, I want the eternal reward, but the price for that is my temporary happiness or my temporary pleasures. There have been times throughout my history, at least, of living as a Christian, of hearing people, seeing people talk about giving up the pleasures for a time so that we can have eternal life, so that we can have a greater pleasure in the future. And while there often is some truth to that in a lot of things, we sacrifice so that we can improve our life, I'm afraid that sometimes that conversation, that wording makes it seem like we would have rather had the pleasure now. The activities that really, well, are not really pleasures at all. The lust of the flesh, the temptations that draw us in. And so instead of speaking of the glory of the kingdom, we sometimes find ourselves speaking of the restrictions of the kingdom. Today, as you consider God's kingdom, how He has worked in your life, what do you find yourself speaking of? Do you find yourself speaking of the kingdom at all? Do you find yourself speaking of God at all? One of the fascinating things to me, and as I worked in Lake Charles last week with IDES, was the story time and time again of the glory of God. From people who had experienced loss, devastation, destruction, have had their lives disrupted and then disrupted again and again. For many, things had not held any senses of resemblance of normalcy throughout the entire COVID time. And then Hurricane Laura comes roaring into their city and creates havoc and destruction everywhere. And as the process of rebuilding and cleaning up goes on, Hurricane Delta shows up. And then if that wasn't bad enough, they're all anxiously watching the weather forecast to see exactly where Hurricane Zeta is going. And while it looks like, the last I've looked, that will spare the Lake Charles area, it's likely to mess up somebody's property and life. But even after being hit with all of that, those who held to their faith in God would talk about the glory, the mighty deeds that had delivered them. And as they talked about it, in the midst of a home that was missing half its roof or a yard full of trees, they didn't talk about property, they talked about people. Their loved ones were all safe. Things had worked out just right for them to avoid what could have been a worse situation. And they would talk about the goodness of God and how they would see His hand in groups like IDES and so many others that were helping, that were providing resources. And it wasn't everybody. There were those that were angry. Generally those that were not living yet with a Christian faith. They were still grateful for the help, but they didn't have the stories of the glory of God or His mighty works. In fact, some of them figured God was responsible for their misfortune. And as we live life, isn't that the way it goes? Well, we find ourselves in one of two camps and sometimes bouncing back and forth between the two. We blame God for when things don't go right. And we give Him credit and glory when they do. But what would happen if we were to speak of the glory of God's kingdom, if we would share of His mighty deeds every day? I think a couple things would happen. One, we would be more attentive to what God's really doing. Almost a year ago, I began a month-long journey throughout the month of November 2019 of writing a blog post of something I was thankful for. At first it was easy. And there was a short time where it took a little longer to come up with what I was going to write about that day. But after that brief period of difficulty, of all of a sudden it became even easier than it had started. Because I found myself looking for something to be thankful for. I found myself looking ahead to realizing that there were so many things that a month really wasn't long enough. It would take a lifetime. Just recently, I compiled all of those devotions into a book, A Heart of Thanksgiving. And in it, it contains a color photo that includes the scripture of the day and my thoughts on being thankful on that specific day. You see, when we determine that we're going to speak of the glory of God and we're going to tell others of His mighty deeds, it will cause us to see those things more often because we're looking for them. We're paying attention. As you pray today, ask God to help you look for His glory. Look for the glory of His kingdom. Look for His mighty works in your life. And not just look for those things, but look for the opportunities to tell about those things to others so that they would know the glory of the kingdom that you are a citizen of. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God that loves us. Your glory shines all around us. Your mighty works are evident throughout creation, throughout this world. Even in a world that is marred with sin and disaster, your glory and your mighty works can be seen. It can be seen especially by those who are looking for them, but they are evident even when we're not looking. And so, Father, today help us to tell others of the glory of your kingdom, the wonder of being a citizen of that kingdom. May we be willing to share the mighty works, the deeds that you have done in our life, the transformation you have made in our mind, in our heart, in our desires, that we would tell of the pleasure, the joy that we have living as a citizen of your kingdom. A pleasure and a joy that exceeds that which we ever had before coming to Christ. Father, may we not look back longingly. I think of the story of Lot and his wife. And sometimes, Father, it seems like we have this tendency to be like Lot's wife, and we look back longingly at what we've left behind, even knowing you've called us out of that. And in looking back, we diminish the glory that we ought to be talking about. We diminish the good deeds, the mighty works that we ought to be sharing. So, Father, help us to look ahead, to look to right now, to see what you're doing that is even better than what we had. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that we would constantly share with them the mighty works that you're doing in our families, in our life, the glory that exists because we are part of your kingdom. May we help them to see a life that is better because we live as kingdom citizens. May our talk of your kingdom, may our talk of being a part of the family of God be a positive thing. Father, I think of all the talk of people leaving the church, and the studies seem to point at young people, but in experience, it's all ages. Perhaps the only difference is that the young people aren't replacing the older ones that are leaving like they used to. But Father, I also, in the midst of that, hear so many talking negatively about the church family, who choose not to participate, not to show up on a Sunday gathering because of a variety of reasons. Who have decided that the family really isn't all that important. Not important enough to gather. And I know COVID has people nervous, but there are those who gather for other events and things that they believe are important, who still choose not to gather with the body of Christ. Father, help us to speak of the body in such a way that not only do we want to be there, but the others that hear us want to be there too. And in so doing, we speak well of your kingdom. Father, today as I pray, I continue to pray for those that are in the path of this approaching hurricane. It seems like the Gulf Coast and that coastal regions of Louisiana and Mississippi, Alabama, Panhandle, Florida, kind of getting hammered this hurricane season. May you continue to raise up volunteers and workers that will help those affected. May you continue to raise up people who will speak of the glory of your kingdom, who will tell of your mighty works. And Father, as we tell of those mighty works, may we constantly lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.